Joining me live in studio today is Alex Ivey from Jack's Drive-In and soon to be a miniature golf course right next to Jack's Drive-In. Alex, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you making the drive into town today to come on the air with me. So really exciting stuff happening at Jack's Drive-In. Of course, aside from the fact, I should say, that you guys have selfishly closed for the season. We all need that Jack's Drive-In food. But no, you guys have a really cool thing coming up. Tell us about this miniature golf course concept. Where did the idea come from, and why did you guys decide to start doing this?
Sure. So when I was a kid from Ohio, there was this place. It defined my summers. It's a little ice cream shack, burger shack, drive-in. And in the backyard was the most tchotchke, corny mini golf course ever. So, you know, I kept saying to my husband and my in-laws, who Ed and Donna, who we run the business with, I kept saying to them, you know, we have this piece of ground, like maybe we can roll with it. Maybe we can make something happen. Well, simultaneously, I'm sure you all have seen the Big Sky miniature golf construction truck driving up and down Highway 89. It's really funny. These guys have had 25 years of experience. They built over 100 golf courses across the country. They've built some courses for really big names and really big sports teams. They haven't built one in Wyoming. They have not built one in Star Valley. And they came in to eat one day, and we got to talking, and they wanted to lease the land from us, and we said, hey, no, we want to talk to you about building this thing. So really exciting. And I just, you know, we all want a cool place for families, something fun, something safe. Come get an ice cream, come play mini golf. I think it's going to be so exciting.
It absolutely is going to be great, because it's needed, right? It's needed in the community, something like this. And I love the business idea concept and kind of how you're involving the whole community to make this work. So tell us how the business model is set up for you guys to make it work for everybody.
Yeah, so this course is really built by the community for the community. We have 19 holes on this thing, and each hole was sponsored by a different business or family. The businesses are from Afton all the way to Alpine. So it's really a coming together of community, which is so amazing that so many people saw what we were trying to do here. And it really helped to mitigate some of those construction costs. You know, Jack's is still a huge sponsor of this, and we're still helping a lot with the dirt work, the landscaping. But these sponsors got to pick their hole. They got some design authority over their hole, which is really great. And it was a really fun project. We're thrilled you guys are involved too. Your hole's going to be really fun, I think. And you know, people are just excited. And because of these sponsors, we're able to drive down the ticket prices for families. I mean, you know, a lot of people have large families here. So we want people to come. We want them to come multiple times and to be able to enjoy it and not feel like they're breaking the bank, just to be able to take their kids to do something.
I love that. I love that it's going to be affordable. And I love the unique custom nature of it, because, as you mentioned, each business kind of had a say on what they wanted their hole to look like. So, for example, the SVI radio hole will have a speaker playing music and this kind of stuff. And that just adds to the local community environment. I think people are going to love that.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And the coolest thing about these holes is that Big Sky Construction, they actually build all of these statues, which they call props, but these props are basically the obstacles, you know, or the statues on the hole. So they're carved by hand and then painted by hand. So it is really unique. And even if there is a hole that's more, you know, without a statue, just the design itself is just so beautifully crafted by Mike and Colleen and their team that, I mean, It's great. It's so unique and wonderful, and you're never going to find another mini golf course like this.
Absolutely. Do you happen to have, Alex, the list of businesses participating in this in front of you?
Yes, and I would love to mention them all. Okay, so hole number one is sponsored by Bank of Star Valley. Hole number two is sponsored by The Spur and Swift 98. Hole number three is sponsored by Ameriprise Financial and Alpine. Hole number four, Northern Title. Number five, Bridger Fitness. Hole six, Morton Buildings. Hole 7, Summit Dirtworks. Hole 8, Grubbs Painting. Hole 9, Thompson Insurance Agency. Hole 10, DNS Excavation. Hole 11, Three Canyons Restaurant. Hole 12, Big Sky Miniature Golf Construction. Hole 13, Engle and Volker's Star Valley. And that one is specifically sponsored by Abby Humes, Paige Elise, Keith Wortman, and Melissa Ayers. Hole 14, Star Valley Health. Hole 15, Fall River Propane. Hole 16, Pepsi of Star Valley, Miles Beverage. Hole 17, JL Concrete and Construction. Hole 18, Dustin and Shay DeMello. Hole 19, Outlaw Tees. And then we did find a wonderful landscaping sponsor, Simply Trees. They're based in Aetna, and they are donating their time and some plants, and it's going to look amazing.
Awesome. I'm stoked for this. So construction's already begun. Do you have an estimated completion time at this point?
So no promises. We're hoping we can get on there later this fall, maybe in 4 weeks. Some of those props that we mentioned won't be quite finished yet. Some people are putting huge props on their holes. Someone is putting a giant cabin on their hole, the Thompson Insurance Agency. And the builders of the course are actually putting a cave on their hole. So those things are going to take longer. Those might not be installed until the spring. But if we can get out there to play this fall, weather dependent, I mean, you know, weather is so unpredictable here, we will get on there for a couple weeks. So we'll keep everyone updated. And if you want more updates, follow us on Facebook or Instagram, just to see if there will be an opening date this fall.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then regardless, having a big grand opening type thing next spring when it's all completed. Is that is that the plan?
Yes. And you guys are going to be there heckling everyone, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Perfect. Alex Ivey in studio this morning from Jack's Drive-In. What's the name of this golf course?
I don't think
I've asked you yet.
It's Putts with a Z. Putts Mini Golf.
Putts with perfect. So that, again, hoping to see some clubs and balls swinging around this fall. Fingers crossed if everything goes well, but for sure next spring at the latest, right?
Yes. And if there's any businesses out there that want to get involved or any families, if you think you might have something creative or fun to add to this community project, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Alex, appreciate you coming in. Do we miss anything? Anything else we need to touch on here?
No, I think we're good. We can't wait to see you all out there.
All right. That's Alex Ivey in studio this morning. And Putts Mini Golf in construction phase right now next to Jack's Drive-In in Aetna. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI.